on this episode of Counting Cars.
This is a 70 Bronco.
Man, it's gorgeous.
This is a chick's car.
What's it tough looking?
It'll look tough.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Wow. 65 Olds 442. This is something you don't see every day, man.
I've had it so long, it's like a member of the family, you know?
You got a for sale sign up on your bus.
I haven't had much time to put any love in it.
Since you're trying to sell it, you should either eliminate the child seat or the ammunition boxes. I think together kind of paints a weird scene.
It does?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Shannon's old van is a bit of a fixture here in the Counts Customs parking lot. It's cool. It definitely needs some love and some fixing up. But today I noticed something a little bit different about it, so I need to go ask Shannon what's up.
Oh, there you are.
What's going on, man? I just came back in and I noticed you got a for sale sign up on your bus. I thought you loved this bus.
I do, but I haven't had much time to put any love in it. I figure I'd let it go to somebody else.
What year is this?
63.
Dude, I love these things, man. I mean, the era of what they are, what they represent. I mean, this was kind of a cool peace, love, flower power, hippie child, surfer van, you know, a good time. The Volkswagen van hit the road in 1950, but it was in the 1960s that these vans became the iconic symbols of love, freedom, and nonconformity as they're known as today. Volkswagen sold over 2 million of these vans by 1968. The vans were built on Beetle chassis, and like the Beetle, their engines were in the back. Owners and car critics loved it, despite the fact that VW couldn't list a 0 to 60 time because they couldn't get the van over 59 miles per hour. Where'd this van come from?
It came out of California.
I mean, it's really solid. It's typical California. Surface rust here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sat on the beach. Surfboards on the roof. I love the roof rack, man. That's really cool. How's the rest of it, man?
Well...
What's up with this door, man?
The handle works inside.
Dude, that's not a handle, man. That's vice grips, brother. Fancy. Look at this seat. Where is the rest of it? Do you ever get any of this stuck in a not-so-fun spot?
Well, I just drape a shirt over it.
I do love the steering wheel. Classic.
I'm wondering if that'll stay intact, too. With all the cracks in it.
The big logo is awesome. Is that factory, that big logo?
Yes, nice. Factory.
The doors are nice, man. I'm really loving the decor of the child seat next to the crate labeled ammunition for cannon with explosive projectile. It's an interesting combination, man. Child seat and ammo crates.
You have to keep the child safe and the ammunition safe. For the record, I shoot guns at a gun range. I don't drive around with a baby in the back shooting at stuff. Danny thinks I'm crazy. Outside agreeing to work for him, I'm not.
Since you're trying to sell it, you should either eliminate the child seat or eliminate the ammunition boxes. I think together kind of paints a weird scene.
It does?
I'm sure the average person will look at this thing and just see a pile of junk. Luckily for Shannon, I'm not the average person. I see potential here, and I'm going to try to work out a deal that helps both me and my long-term brother, Shannon. She looks good. I got an idea, man.
Move the 8 and a 5?
I think we should give your van a makeover, dude.
You know, I can't dump a lot of money into this thing.
Let me help.
Okay.
Here's my thought, man. Let's get rid of the rust. Let's do some interior. Let's reupholster this front seat. Let's throw a wicked, wicked, wicked era correct paint job on it. Drop it down a little bit. Give it that real cool street Volkswagen bus vibe to it. And then I guarantee you can sell it for a whole lot more. Just give me my cost back. That's it. I don't want to make any money on it. I want to help you sell it. What do you think? You want to do it?
How can I say no to that?
It's a win-win because you're going to get a much better vehicle to sell, and I'm going to get the fun of actually doing one of these. Never done one before. I think it'd be a blast.
This is why it's great to have a boss that's addicted to cars. If I had to do this by myself, it'd cost me a ton of money. Danny wants to help me out, I'm all for it.
One last thing, man. that I think will really help this project really well.
Okay.
Let's get rid of the ammo boxes. I don't need to know. Let's just get rid of the ammo boxes.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right. Can't believe he don't like my ammo boxes.
What's the story on our Bronco here?
This is a 70 Bronco. This is from Teresa from Montana.
Nice.
I guess her family had a 70 Bronco way back in the day, so she loves the body style.
Great body style.
It's a mother and son, and she's just recently divorced, and okay. I think she's going to flash back to a different time in her life.
Nice, okay.
I had Todd do us a rendering of some of the highlights that she cared the most about. Biggest thing she went over with me is like the color Highland Green. I guess I love it.
That's a factory Ford color from back in the day. Awesome. Great color.
She does want to do one change. I guess it was Highland Green in a cream or a white.
Yeah, that's true, but let's not.
Well, that's a good thing because she's thought about black as the accent is.
Perfect. With a black top, black interior, glossy black wheels. Wicked. The 1960s were the Ford Motor Company's golden era, kicked off by the unrivaled success of the Mustang. The energized Ford company then ventured into the off-road arena. The Bronco was built to compete with the CJ Jeep line, its only competition at the time. The public loved the off-road adventures that the Bronco provided. In 1996, after 30 years in production, the last Bronco left the production line, but not before paving the way for today's tremendous SUV market.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, boss?
How you doing, man? We got a new one for us.
See that.
So here's what we're doing, man. We're going to keep it very much like it was back in the day, but okay. She wants it to look old school, which I like that. She wants it Highland Green, all the accents black. Black interior, black top, black flares, gloss black wheels. Highland Green and black.
All right.
Wait a minute.
You don't like that?
Like satin black on shiny Highland Green?
I think it'll look great.
I don't know. Maybe I'll warm up to it.
Absolutely, man.
This is a chick's car.
A mother and son's
mother
car.
Mother and son. She wants it tough looking.
She's into Harleys and all that stuff, dude.
It'll look tough.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
She's going to look like a badass.
Absolutely.
So what are you thinking, Ryan?
From the number of different colors on this thing,
yeah,
we got to find out what we got underneath all this.
I agree. Let's take it all apart. Let's sandblast it down to bare metal and see what we've got to do to repair. You know, if she's going to use this as a daily driver, dependable vehicle, let's put as much new components hidden inside of it as possible and make it look as era correct visually. You know what I'm saying?
We got a really nice budget on this one. We got 34 grand to work with.
Well, we've got a great vehicle to start with here. We're going to make it sweet for this lady. So, man, let's make this happen.
Let's go.
Beautiful. You know how many they even produced back in 65?
I think around 13,000.
So there can't be very many left. Yeah. You ready to see this thing?
I'm excited.
I think you're gonna dig it. You and this bus are gonna look great together.
Shannon, bring that bus out.
Wow. I'm out doing some completely non-shop business when a 1965 Oldsmobile pulls up right in front of me. Of course I'm gonna check it out. Hey man, how you doing? I hope you don't mind. Can I take a couple minutes to talk to you about your car?
Sure.
I'm Danny.
I'm Les.
Les, it's really nice to meet you. Wow, 65 Olds 442. This is something you don't see every day, man. Some experts credit Oldsmobile with creating the first muscle car. Way back in 1949, they crammed a huge engine into a mid-sized body in the Super 88 series. In 1964, they went after the legendary Pontiac GTO with the 442. The first four stood for 400 cubic inches, the second for four-barrel carburetor, and the two for dual exhaust. These machines were built for speed and attracted car enthusiasts like actor James Garner, who raced one for fun. Did you restore it?
No, I've done some modifications to the drive line, but cosmetically, it's just like I bought it.
She's beautiful.
I keep it clean.
The color combo's original?
Yeah, that's all original.
Man, oh man, oh man. You ever run this thing?
In my misspent youth, yes, but not anymore.
Do you know how many they even produced back in 65?
I think around 13,000, something like that.
Man, so there can't be very many left.
No.
This is a really rare car, the kind that a real collector would jump at and pay a pretty penny for. But I can't get a read on Les. Guess I'm just going to have to step up and ask. If someone offered you, like, somewhere in the $15,000 to $20,000 ballpark on this car, is that even in the game?
I think those numbers are realistic for this car.
Okay. Would you consider an offer like that?
And it's not that the price isn't high enough. It's just that this car has got history with me. It's got memories. It's like a member of the family, you know, like kind of attached to it.
I have to respect that. I got cars that are family members as well. I have to completely respect that, man. Brother, thank you. Thank you for your time, for letting me see this. Thank you very, very much.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. If you ever get in the mood to maybe get rid of it, give me a holler.
Okay.
Man, oh man, oh man. Beautiful. A few weeks ago, we picked up a 1970 Ford Bronco for a customer whose family had one back in the day, and they want to remember the good old days. Hey, man, let me back this thing in, man.
Oh, I like the way you did that.
Man, it's the only way to do it, bro. Can't see out of these things, man. Now, the truck needs a whole lot of work, so I'm going to go in and check in on it and see how it's going. What's up, guys? This has got to be the most beautiful Bronco I think I've ever seen. How is she mechanically?
It's bad, man. It's
yeah.
Good.
Summit, they sent us a gorgeous engine, this Ford Racing 302.
That thing looks like it's a monster in there.
I know that she is going to flip out. Her dad had one of these when she was
a kid.
Really?
Okay.
And so she's got like a sentimental attachment to these vehicles. And she's got everything that she asked for. She's got fuel injection, automatic, air conditioning, all that kind of stuff. But what was really important to her was daily driver dependability. You know, she's a single mom. She won't be stuck on the side of the road somewhere with her son. She doesn't need those kind of issues. She's gonna roll out of here one of the happiest clients in the world. Wherever she goes, she's gonna be a rock star in this truck.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's gonna love this.
She's gonna be real happy with it.
I agree. I'm proud that it's coming out of our shop. It's something that I would really keep in my collection if I had the option.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, I'm not. I know it belongs to mine. Aaron, I gotta give you super props, man. Beautiful job.
Definitely.
Kevin, we say you and I go do lunch.
Let's go eat.
That's good. Yeah. You guys rock, man. She's beautiful.
You don't need no hand or nothing, huh?
No, I'm good. Go back to your shop.
Oh, okay. I'll catch you later. I might go to lunch with them guys, man. Hey! I want to go.
How do I look? You look like an ad for this bus when it first came out. I can't wait till you go solve your first mystery in it. What do you think?
I love you.
My team is swarming around Teresa's 1970 Ford Bronco, trying to get it ready for her to pick up here in just a few days. Meantime, Shannon's VW van, she's done. When I rescued that thing from the lot, it wasn't just in bad shape, it was downright dangerous.
It's an interesting combination, man, child seat and ammo crates.
You have to keep the child safe and the ammunition safe.
We gave her all the free love she needed. We upgraded all the mechanics, gave it a brand new interior, topped it off with an insane paint job that would make the 60s jealous. Now, see if we can't sell this thing. How you doing, man? Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I talked to Shannon on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
About a VW bus.
I got you. I'm Danny.
Danny, pleasure to meet you. Chris.
Chris, nice to meet you, man. Did you ride all the way down here?
I ride everywhere. It's my only means of conveyance right here.
It's like 130 in this parking lot right now.
I love it. It's good for the blood.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. All right, bro. I'll be back in just a minute, man. Let me find Shannon for you. Rode his bicycle down there. Good Lord Almighty.
I gave him my original car. I've been on a bike for, you know, health reasons, and I'd been saving up. I knew I wanted a vintage, really nice old vehicle that I can get in and something I can hand down to my kids. That's why I'm here.
Shannon's getting the bus ready right now. So he's going to whip that out on here in just a minute. How you doing,
good.
Man?
Very good, very good.
So what do you do, bro?
I'm an art director for local city magazine.
You look like an art director, man. You've got
I've
this
heard
whole
that before.
Artistic vibe going.
I get that, and I get Jesus a lot.
Well, either one's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Darn right. You ready to see this thing?
I'm excited.
I think you're going to dig it, man. It's you. You and this bus are going to look great together. Shannon, bring that bus out.
Wow.
You are right. It is a pretty car.
Wow.
Shannon, this is Chris. You guys must talk on the phone.
Pleasure to meet you.
Same here.
Beautiful job, man.
Shannon's van got all kinds of love. We gave this thing a full custom interior, custom gauges in the cockpit, gorgeous panels throughout. The outside, we gave it a custom two-tone paint job with hand-turned silver leaf graphics. But the real kicker on this thing is the giant 2380 engine in the back. You want to talk about an old Volkswagen van that's going to get up and rock? You're looking at it. Shannon, you got to show Chris what's under the hood, man.
Right, you know the wheels are not original, right? Yeah. Well, neither is the motor.
It's a hot rod, man. This thing's bad. Look at this. Wow.
The stock motor that came out of this thing was a 40 horsepower. This thing's probably like 280 right now.
Considerably more, isn't it?
So it'll get you in and out of traffic pretty quick.
The Germans are turning over in their grave looking at this, huh?
Oh, no, they're coming out of their graves and want to play.
What about the interior? You guys,
let's take a look, man.
I could sleep in anything, but it's the ladies I'm worried about. You know?
They're gonna love it, man. It's beautiful in here. Roomy.
Wow.
I think you should try it on, man.
Try it on for size.
Oh, yeah. It's like riding a bus, huh? Absolutely. I gotta say this, brother.
How do I look?
You look like an ad for this bus when it first came out. It looks like this bus was built for you, man. Are you digging it? Are you feeling it?
I'm really digging it.
Nice.
So I've been saving for 3 years for this. What are we looking at?
All 3 years of your savings.
All 3 years of my savings. Let's hope that I get close.
Shannon, what's the price on this bus, man?
It'd be along the lines of 45.
About 45 grand. Yeah. That's about right.
It's a bit out of my range. I mean, I have to say, like, coming in, I was thinking 35.
I don't think we're too far away, man. There's got to be some room. Could you, like, maybe split the difference with me at, like, 40 and throw in that bike?
If it gets me in this car, I'll do it for 40.
Really?
Only if you ride it off the lot.
Shannon, I think we should do it. 40 Gs and a bike.
Why not?
Perfect.
Take care of her.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Chris, you got yourself a beautiful bus, man.
Thanks, Danny.
Absolutely, bro. I can't wait till you go solve your first mystery in it. And I want to see you ride that bike, man.
I'm really happy to be in this bus, and I'm glad Shannon put so much time and effort into it, and I'm happy to be back in a vehicle again.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. There's no brake.
Oh, that's got to feel good.
No, I am wearing the bicycle.
Teresa is here with her son, Maz, to pick up their totally tricked out 1970 Ford Bronco, just like the one that she had back in the day. Now, she's sacrificed a lot for her family, and she's never been able to treat herself to another one until now. The guys had to work through the night to get her done, and she is finished. I can't wait for Teresa to lay her eyes on this Bronco. All right, you two, ready to see this beautiful Bronco?
Yes.
I'm not ready to see it just yet.
I'm not either.
Now, you used to have one of these.
Yes.
Is there a particular connection with it? Aside the fact that you had one, but...
It's just that it's a body style that I love, and my father had one.
But... Yeah. Runs in the family.
Yes.
And you've just been jonesing for one ever since?
Jonesing for one, yep. And I said if I was going to get another one, I'd have it built just the way I wanted it, and so I called you guys.
Love it. Thank you.
My old one, I used to have to pull the lights out to let people know I was braking, and so...
That's the way we did this one.
Nice! And then I'll know exactly how to drive it then.
Are you ready to see this?
Yes, please.
Is it about
done talking?
Kevin,
no
we'll do the honors.
Chat.
Rolly, bring her out. Oh.
Wow.
What do you think?
Gorgeous. Wow. You guys did awesome.
Teresa's Bronco got a complete nut and bolt restoration. We topped this Bronco off with a beautiful roll cage and painted it with a gorgeous Highland green paint job. All new interior. Under the hood, we added a 5.0 small block 302 Ford engine. This truck will rock and roll every time she wants to go.
Oh.
Is it as nice as the one you used to have?
This is immaculate compared to mine. She is gorgeous.
I'm glad you're digging it. This is a Ford color. It's Highland green. I know you didn't want any chrome, so all the bumpers are all blacked out. Your roll cage is blacked out. Beautiful two-tone interior.
Nice.
And we got your gull wheels on there.
Yes, you did. Oh, gorgeous. I love those.
Rolly, man, pop this hood. Let's show them the gorgeousness that's hiding underneath this. There we go. Check that out.
Oh, wow.
Small block Ford, fuel injected. This is turn the key and drive it every day and enjoy.
First thing I noticed was the engine and the revving it up. It was an awesome sound and cannot put it into words. The excitement that I'm going to be having driving the Bronco is just a dream come true.
I like that it was loud.
Did we hit it?
You hit it.
Are you happy?
Yes, yes.
You love me?
I love you.
Kevin, what do you say we take them to the office? Let's wrap up some business.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that Teresa loves her Bronco, and it was well worth the wait after all these years. But before we pass out in this 120-degree heat, we're going to go inside and do a little bit of paperwork. But I'm definitely going to make these two honorary members of the Counts Customs family before they head on back up to Montana. There's something else that we wanted to give you. The truck, it's built to be dependable and comfortable.
Gorgeous.
We wanted you guys to be able to ride in comfort and ride in style. These are Counts Customs Dickies jackets. These are the jackets that we wear in the shop with your names on them. So wherever you roll around, you got your jackets and you're representing. Cool?
Cool.
You happy?
Yes, very.
Sweet. What do you think, Maz?
Awesome.
Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Teresa is thrilled with her Bronco. I believe I saw a little spark in Maz's eye when he laid his eyes on this truck. I do believe we have another car fanatic in the making. As far as I'm concerned, the more the better. Enjoy this beautiful truck. Have fun.
Always.
That's what you deserve.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.